The visits are part of a program called Global Classroom, designed to introduce foreign teachers and scholars to New York's multi-ethnic schools and broaden the worldview of the city's students. Iraqi chemical engineer Sinan Abood understands the importance of diversity. He is the son of a Shiite father and Kurdish Sunni mother, but Sinan, who is studying water management in the Midwestern state of Michigan, was unprepared for the degree of diversity he found in New York schools.
I was shocked. I mean, 160 ethnicities in one small area is how they can live, because I think we have the same situation back in Iraq. Too many ethnicities, religions, trends, and these things.
Pisu Ineza of Rwanda reacted differently as she looked around a small classroom of mostly Hispanic and African-American students.
To me, it looked like home. To us, they all looked like my own people, so it was another surprise for me, because in America I thought I would see many white children, but there weren't many there.
Pisu is studying conflict resolution at George Mason University in Virginia. She and Sinan met with students at the Vanguard School, which is made up of 350 secondary school students, mostly from poor inner-city families. Luis Delgado, the school's principal and founder, says many of the students take 5 years to complete what is usually a four-year course of study. The goal is to prepare them for college.
It is a pretty needy population in terms of academics and even and sometimes health issues and, you know, the structure at home. So we find ourselves, you know, motivating kids from the very beginning, probably throughout the 4 years, about all of the great possibilities there are about getting a high school diploma and then taking it into college and cashing in at least 2 to 4 or 6 years of higher, you know, education.
At Manhattan International School, most of the students have lived in the United States for less than 4 years and speak English as a second language. Mohammed Imran, a student in public health at Harvard University in Massachusetts, is a doctor from Pakistan. He says the international background of the students helped him feel at home.
I was in the class and there were like 15 students and they were from like 10 different countries. And it was really wonderful talking to them.
Olga Litvishko from Russia is doing graduate work in political science at the University of Pittsburgh. She says visiting the schools is a great chance to experience real life.
We all stay at the universities. This is another level. If you want to teach, if you want to develop your methodology skills, you need to see the real school in America, how the classes are conducted, how students respond to your questions. So it's a different technique, actually, from Russia, and I think it's very useful for me because I want to be a teacher in the future.
Most of the scholars were surprised by the degree of interaction they experienced with the American students. Cambodian Romney Thieme is doing a master's in business administration at the University of Akron in Ohio. She liked learning from the students.
I can ask them questions, they can ask me questions, so at the same time I feel like it is very useful, like, because I can learn from them. And when I enter the room, I just feel like I'm in the world with, you know, like with people from different countries.
The 76 foreign students who participated in the recent visits are all Fulbright scholars sponsored by the U.S. State Department. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.